Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Whether you are training for a marathon or just training for your own personal best in running, how do you avoid injuries? You know, is it because of your shoes that you got injured? Is it because you went out without warming up and stretching? What is it you do to prevent plantar fasciitis and Achilles tendonitis and all of the other itises, shin splints, and a number of other injuries that can happen and keep you off the running route? My guest is Dr. Lewis Maharam. He's one of the world's most extensively credentialed and well-known sports medicine and running health experts, better known as the Running Doc. Running Doc, welcome to the show. So injury prevention, you know, I see people with plantar fasciitis and shin splints and, you know, hamstring pulls. What are some of the most common running injuries and how do we prevent them?
Well, let's talk about prevention first. The most important thing to understand about running is that almost every injury from the toes all the way up to the hip are overuse injuries, meaning that with every step that you take, it magnifies a biomechanical, what I call disadvantage, of the way your foot strikes with every step that you take. And as you increase the number of steps, as you train for races or increase your fitness level, that magnification of the biomechanical disadvantage affects something above it. The way to look at this is if you had a pair, had some children's building blocks and you did something at the bottom, something above it tips. So what do we see? If we see a overpronator, meaning that you come off to the inside as you step, a typical overpronator hits on the heel and comes off by the first toe, the big toe. And you could see that on the bottom of your running shoes, that you'll see a wear at the bottom of your heel on the outside and wear on the inside by your great toe. And if you're overpronating, the angle of pull changes on your plantar fascia, and you can get inflammation of the plantar fascia and then get plantar fasciitis, which is specifically an inflammation of the plantar fascia.
And the treatment of that, quite painful.
Very painful. And the simple treatment of that is to put an orthotic in your running shoe that changes you from being overpronated to being coming off straight ahead, and then stretching your calf out so it releases the fascia, the connective tissue underneath your foot, which is connected under the heel up towards your calf, up through the Achilles tendon. So if you stretch
and do you like people
calf,
to run on, you know, people that have those tennis balls, golf balls, they roll their heel on or sleep with a boot if it gets real bad, keeping their calf stretched out. Do you advocate any of that stuff? I mean, I'm an orthotic person myself.
Absolutely, but a golf ball or the boot itself will not get rid of it. You have to, again, go back to the cause. And you can't blame your parents for everything, but in this case, for runners, for any injury that's an overuse injury, from the toes to the hip, it is the way that your feet strike, and you blame your parents for that. So you need an orthotic, you need the calf stretching, and yes, a golf ball, rolling it under there can help to speed things up, and there's lots of things that you can do, and you don't have time in 8 minutes to even go through a third of them. But understanding that it's the angle of pull that changes things will help all of the listeners today. Now, Achilles tendonitis, the Achilles is meant to go straight up and down. Again, if you're pronating and you're off to the side and you're pulling on an angle, the Achilles gets inflamed, and then you get tendonitis. Again, a stretching and orthotic issue. Runner's knee that you see in a lot of patients, that's the technical term is chondromalacia patella, which means the back of the kneecap is wearing down like sandpaper. Again, from pulling off to the side and rubbing. But the cartilage behind the kneecap self-regenerates and heals if you can do some exercises to strengthen the middle quad, the quad that holds the kneecap in the center of the groove, and you wear an orthotic again, not so that you're not pulling it offside.
Okay, Dr. Maharam, I want to ask you a question. I got a couple quick questions for you before we go on. If we are in pain, do you like ice, heat, and when do you wrap?
I always put ice on after a run. I always try to ice down. All, if you watch all Olympic athletes that are runners, you'll see that they step into garbage cans of ice water after their event or after their training. And just to cool down all the ligaments and tendons and muscles that are inflamed from doing the exercise. So ice is definitely better than heat, which would help make it more inflamed afterwards. And wrapping is basically used just to hold the ice on, but if you're talking about an ACE bandage wrap, that's for an injury like a sprain to stop swelling. So I don't normally wrap people after an exercise bout at all.
And orthotics. Now, you know, I put Spankos in all my shoes and try not to overcorrect because you can do that as well. Do you think people need a professionally made orthotic, or can they use, you know, Superfeet or Spankos or some of these that are out there today that are $29 and you put them in every shoe?
Superfeet and Spanko and Dr. Scholl's all have over-the-counter orthotics. And for some people, they work. And you put them into a good structured shoe, like an ASICS Gel Keanu, or for women, the Saucony Hurricane, because of its heel structure, holds really well. And that, combined with one of these over-the-counter, sometimes does work with a good stretching program. But other times, it may not be good enough. It may be like buying eyeglasses over-the-counter, that you really need something that's specific. But when you do get something specific, don't let whoever does it make a orthotic that is short and ends in the middle of your arch. And I see this all the time, people coming into me and saying, I have orthotics and they're not working. What's the matter? And I bet them that they end in the middle of the arch, because you need a full-length flexible orthotic if you're running to be able to control that forefoot pronation by the great toe and that metatarsal right at the end. So it's got to be full length. If it's short, then they're not dealing with a runner, because you spend 80% of your time on your forefoot when you're running, not on your heel. And those short orthotics only correct your heel, but don't correct the majority of the time for a runner.
How important is stretching to avoid hamstring pulls or, you know, knee issues? I mean, we don't have enough time. We only have a minute or and a half left.
Okay, in a
how
minute,
important
let me
is
tell
stretching?
You that the literature, the medical literature, it has controversy of whether stretching prevents injuries. My feeling is that you can't be flexible enough, and it can't hurt to make sure that a stretching program, a good stretching program globally for your whole body, is always a good thing to do, and it can't hurt you in progressing in any exercise work.
So your best advice in the last minute here for injury prevention for runners?
The best advice is, before you start an exercise program, to see a sports doctor and make sure that you're biomechanically sound and that you're physically sound to begin that program, and then get their advice as to where to proceed forward.
And as the running doc has explained to you, the base of support, your feet, is where it all begins. And so your shoes, whether you are a pronator or a supinator, your orthotic if you need one, and moving up your legs to stretch, make sure you ice afterwards. All these bits of information can help prevent injuries, because if you get an injury, you're down for the count for a while. So you want to try and prevent them before they actually happen. So that's but get out and move, because you don't want to stay home anyway. You need to get out on the street and run around a bit. It's so good for you. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine on the award-winning Radio MD. If you missed any of the great information that we give here, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. Thanks so much for listening. Share it with your friends and stay well.